Today on The Breakdown, everything comes to a halt. Things stop and freeze and never to move again. They hold and they hold, much like the way you hope your ace-king holds against ace-queen all-in preflop. Much like the way you wish your child holds onto your hand as you walk them to school, right? Much the way you hope your blood holds oxygen as it transports itself throughout your body. That is what we are here to talk about today. But in terms of a poker hand, it's a cash game hand. It involves Yo Viral, who does some super weird shit in general and also very much in specific. In this hand, holy moly, this is some weird, weird stuff. Every single street, decisions are made that need to be talked about. Lots of money's going to go into this pot. There are going to be tears. There will be the threat of violence, but no actual violence. And it won't be between the players. Not a spoiler. On The Breakdown with Grant Dennison and Jonathan Levy. Welcome to the show.
Why did you say welcome to the show?
Booyah! I don't know. I'm changing it up.
Welcome. It felt like you had an idea, like you're a preacher or something, and you had this like, you're like, okay, every fucking week I have to come up with a new concept to talk about the same 2,000-year-old book. Yeah. How about a holding? How about the concept of hold?
Yeah.
Will that be something that has to do with the Bible? Maybe. Sure. Why not? Let's just go with that. That's going to be great. I'm going to nail it.
That's 100%.
And you say the word hold. You extend it when you say it. You're like, hold. You hear me, people? Hold.
Yeah.
You can hold a hand. You can hold a car door for an elderly person. You know? Stuff like that.
Yeah. How many openings of this particular show do you think I have done? In the style that I've been doing it now for forever. How many? Like, what? Put a number on it. Obviously,
1,200. 1,200.
Sure. Okay. It could be. I would say between 800 and 1,200 sounds about right. Some huge amount. That is what I am doing, sir. It is always just a poker hand we are going to talk about with famous people making somewhat interesting decisions. And I've got to make it sound distinctive and special each time. And I don't plan it. I'm not like the preacher. I don't put time into these sermons, my friend. It just is whatever is coming off the noodle as we hit record, you know?
I think you put time into that one. I'm going to be honest. I think you workshopped that overnight. I think you had a notepad. You were writing it down. You were very excited. Right. You were thinking about stuff. And you were like, what's an H word? I feel like using an H.
I can't say, but not horse. Can't say horse.
No, because it's hard, you know, like try to create an opening around horse. Could you put a horse in a poker suit and make it play poker?
I don't like that. It's bad.
No, it's bad.
It's not funny.
That's why you want.
It's actually, it's on the other side of funny, which is not where you want to be. Right?
I see. Yeah. Thank you for that advice.
Sure.
It's Yo Viral. Yo Viral. Yeah. Does some weird shit. This guy does a lot of weird shit. A lot of it has to do with small bets. We're going to see a little bit of that. A lot of it has to do with how he consistently holds his mouth open at all times. Just a slight
also his
bit
eyes.
Open.
His eyes are super weird in the middle of hands to the point where in Game of Gold, people are like, thank God he's wearing his sunglasses. I can't look at that guy anymore. So it's a weird.
Yeah.
He's a whole weird. He's a mood. Okay. He's a vibe.
Yep. People say that about him.
Yeah. You know what? Let's get to the hand. But I just need to say one thing, which is one thing we don't talk about or one phrase we don't say ever on this show. But I feel as in the subtext of so much of the show is in our feelings. Like I'm really in my feelings right now. And you don't say that either. But I feel like it's there. It's underneath it all. You know, it's fueling so much of it.
We also don't call things tea, you know? Like that's tea.
It's true.
That's
Wait. Who says that? That's tea?
You know, like
what are you talking about?
Like TEA. It's like gossip.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, that's CBD. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, like spill some of the tea.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. We don't do that.
Yeah.
That's true. But we might start.
I mean, if we want to get more listeners, we have to start. We have to start talking like the kids, the 33-year-old kids.
Yeah, exactly. I guess, the 35-year-olds. Gen Z, baby, right?
Gen Z is not 35. I'm 37, and I am very much a millennial. So I don't understand TikTok.
Do you remember when people valued millennials and actually cared about millennials? They thought millennials were important. Remember that?
Oh, you think 7-year period. Big box stores? You think fucking big box stores don't give a shit about millennials and what we want? What do we want?
I think they do. You're like the poorest of all generations, right? You millennials, you have the least amount of money of anybody.
No, Gen Z is. Now,
no. I feel like the Gen Z kids are doing really well compared to you guys.
No, they're not. They're doing shitty. They're doing fucking terrible.
You're all in credit card debt.
Every generation is doing worse than the last.
Nah, you're all in credit card
debt.
Not
me, buddy.
Gen Z people aren't in credit card debt. You're incredible.
That's because they just fucking they're all Luddites. They don't even buy cell phone plans. They just have fucking flip phones and live in the woods. That's Gen Z for you. I understand all the generations.
They don't have a lot of materials, but they have heart. They have relationship. They have rapport, and they don't have debt like all of you.
Okay, so sure, but we do really like that laughing crying emoji. Every millennial I know sends way too many of those.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we got a lot of those.
If you go one level up to Gen X, what we love is the thumbs up emoji. We're big thumbs up emoji guys. Huge thumbs up emoji,
you know,
dudes.
When I think of going one level up, I just think of skipping Gen X and going straight to boomers because you're such a meaningless generation that your whole philosophy is like, we didn't have anything happen during our prime. The end. I guess I live in sadness. Elliot Smith. Bleh. That's you.
We didn't have anything happen during our prime. The fall of the Soviet Union, the Cold War ended during our prime. What are you talking about?
Nobody cares. It was a Cold War. Nobody cares. Like, you think, big deal. A fucking wall fell over. How many shots were fired? Did you fucking get in the trenches and fucking do shit?
It was bloodless. That was amazing. Also, the birth of the internet. That was our prime, buddy. Right there. Right in there. Oh, sweet spot. Gen Z.
Gen Z? I thought you were Gen X.
Oh, whatever. I don't know what I am.
Old fuck.
I might be younger than you think. I was accused of being a millennial just the other day.
Accused of?
Yeah, a guy thought I was a millennial. A guy thought I was younger than you the other day, and he was not joking.
How old did he? How old did he think?
He thought I was 36. And I was like, I am.
He was
not
being nice.
He wasn't. That was the thing. Because I was like, nope. He's like 38. I was like, no. It took him a really long time to get to the actual number. Like, too long.
What kind of leathered fucking people does this person live around to think that you were 36?
He was actually in his 60s and looked younger than me. So he is very weird. The whole thing was weird. He looked very good for his age.
He was trying to have sex with you.
I don't think that's what it was. But anyway, maybe let's get to end now.
Can we take a step back for a second and talk about how fucking incredibly stupid all of this like generational stuff is, all of these marketing generations that we take to mean something, and how it like, I guess it's a fuel for content on the internet, but it's just fucking all bullshit. It's just random delineations that mean nothing. And then people take it seriously. People really get into it and take it seriously and get mad. You know,
who does?
It's so fucking stupid.
Who takes it seriously and gets mad though?
Real people on the internet,
not
dumbasses.
That many
the majority
people
of the world is.
Oh, come on. Just because
most
a few people
in the world
on the
are
internet
stupid.
A few people on the internet do something loudly doesn't mean most people think that way and are like that though. Come on.
You don't think that the majority of our smooth brain listeners were just fucking listening to our discussion and getting all angry about whatever generation they were part of and what part they weren't part of? Of course they were. They're all heated right now. They had to take off their sweaters. If they were wearing sweaters, they took them off because
they were loving the banter
under the collar.
They were super into the banter, and that's all it was. They were like, these guys are great. I love this. This is so funny and fun. I'm having a great time. Talking about this Gen 1, Gen 8, I don't even know, but I love it. That's what's going on.
That was a good impression of one of our listeners, which
thank you.
Many of are here for the poker analysis, so let's get to it.
Okay.
So
fine.
This is a cash game. This was suggested by Ruthino, long time fan. We appreciate the support.
Long time suggester.
This hand opens. Yeah. Suggesting for years, many years, too many years. Get a different life. You know, try something else. I'm kidding. Keep it up. We like you. Do it more. Goge. Who's Goge? What's the deal with Goge?
I don't know. It's a guy. I got nothing.
Okay.
He plays in this cash game.
G-H-O-J. He's probably...
What?
Probably French. Probably some sort of European-like French. Because Yo Viral is French, so I'm just going with Goge is French too. Goge has 186K. It's a 100-200 game. There's a 400 euro straddle. Yo Viral is in the straddle. Goge is on the button with ace queen off. He makes it 1500. We don't have any problems with that, do we?
Nope.
Cool. Yo Viral is in the big blind or the straddle with 155K in front of him and jack four of hearts. This is a pretty automatic defend, right? I guess you could three bet sometimes when you're this deep just to mix it up, but I don't really see a reason to.
It's a very straightforward defend, especially this deep. I would say it's like no problem.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Somehow the Instagram link that Ruthino, who is, I believe, a young millennial, sent us, now says that the pot is 6K, which we don't believe for a second because it was 1500. There's no way there's 3K in dead money besides what these guys are doing. So we're saying the pot is something like 4K.
Yeah. I mean, there could be some weird anti-structure or splash pot, but we'll just assume. It also is irrelevant for what's going to happen. 4K is fine. Also, 6K is fine.
It's also wrong in the future no matter what, like no matter what's going on. So I'm going to just say that it's definitely wrong.
We figured it out ourselves, and so we're going to do our thing because we're cool.
That's because we're the poker guys. The flop is ace of hearts, nine of diamonds, four of spades. Bottom pair for Yo Viral. Top pair, good kicker for Goge.
Yeah.
What do you think Yo Viral is going to do? You know Yo Viral a little bit. He does weird shit. What's he going to do?
I think he's going to rip his shirt off and spit on the guy to his left, who is not currently in the hand.
He does do that, but I'm talking about as far as like poker actions, poker-related stuff. Yeah, poker.
Okay. Oh, okay. My bad. Sorry. I think he's going to rip his shirt off, spit on the cards, wipe them in the face of the guy to his left, and then, I mean, I assume he would check with bottom pair and a backdoor flush draw, right? I mean, I know.
No, he's going to lead for the minimum bet. Yeah. He's going to lead for less than his straddle because, you know, the minimum bet is the big blind. He bets 200. He just leads for 200 with bottom pair. He does have the backdoor jack high flush draw. I guess that's something. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It's just a weird Yo Viral thing. And he's a good enough, accomplished enough player that clearly he's put a lot of thought into this because he did a lot on Game of Gold. I'm sure he does it all the time.
Yeah.
He has some overall strategy relating to this. I have no idea what the reason for it is, but I haven't seen any other players with this strategy. Have you?
No, not to the degree that he does it. Not good players to this degree. No. Which is really cool, right? I mean, he's doing something different, and he's clearly thought a lot about it, and he does it in a balanced way. We saw in Game of Gold him doing this with the nuts. We also saw him doing it with gutters only and things in between. It's hard to play against. Sometimes you raise him, he folds. Sometimes you raise him, he re-raises. Sometimes he calls, right? He's really trying to be, to have like this as a real weapon of his and just to throw people off. And I like the idea of showing people things that they're not prepared for, things they haven't really studied deeply for. Even if you know you're going to play Yo Viral and you come up with a basic strategy against this, it isn't like you've done the way the pros have done, like, you know, hundreds or thousands of hours of solver work on all these different spots, essentially, right? Like there's very little work people would have put in comparatively to the baby lead and then how to respond to that, the min lead, right? Like you could start to put work in, but if it's really only going to be against him, it's just hard to have like a huge amount of experience and thought in all the different spots with that. So I love that he's thought it all through pretty clearly and he's up against people who have it. That's an incredible advantage. I kind of love it just for that.
It's cool. But as you were saying that, I was kind of thinking, I feel like it must be a lot more, I don't know what the word is, useful is almost the word, but in tournaments than cash games. Because if you look at this, it's really easy to treat it like a check. in a cash game when you're this deep and it's 2K, 200 into 4K. Whereas in a tournament, the minimum bet is often, you know, a significant amount of chips that actually matters. And I think that makes it a little bit different, even if in those cases, it's a very small percentage of the pot and it's an out of position lead in an out of flow way, which is all weird and cool in its own way. It feels like much more of something you have to deal with in a tournament. Whereas in a cash game, you can almost just ignore it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but you don't always want to... I mean, I guess you treat it like a check so you can just call and sort of like, quote, check back. I mean,
yeah,
you might have a few hands raise, you fold once in a while. You can raise and make a normal bet sort of as well, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So I feel like it has...
I just don't know that people
are really...
It has
less of an effect.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I wonder if he's able to wrest control of the hand away from people a lot as a result, you know? And then, so now he has the initiative and that opens up so much, much the way Sean Winter will open things up by just keeping his options open by betting. He like wrests initiative away some of the time, at least. That's interesting.
I mean, some of the time, maybe. I feel like if I were in a game for a long time with you, Viral, and it was a cash game and we were 1,000 big blinds deep, I would just always treat it like a check and that would be fine. And I don't think it would negatively impact me.
Well, that's a cool start. But then like, let's talk about this hand specifically because that's sort of what happens here, right? Which is kind of cool.
Yeah, Goge, who has top pair good kicker on ace-9-4 with ace-queen, raises to 4K.
Right.
So maybe he raised to more than he would have bet. Maybe that was the effect. Like it seems unlikely he would have gone full pot.
I mean, this is the kind of board you generally bet very small on, right? You have such a range advantage here, don't you?
Yeah.
So it seems like, yeah, you would not, it's a rainbow board. It's very unconnected. I would think so. But instead he's betting big.
Yeah. Which I don't think he needs to do. I mean, I think he should just treat it like I have ace queen. I'm going to bet 1800 or whatever I was going to bet.
16. I was thinking even 1600, but whatever. Yeah.
Well, here comes Yo Viral with another weird fucking thing. He three bets to 11,200.
See, so this is why you can't just treat it always like a check against him. Because like,
why? Explain how it's different than check raising.
Well, he gets more money, and I guess that's a fair point. It's pretty similar. Normally, you wouldn't get, like, you and I would just make it the amount we were going to bet anyway. So it doesn't really change it, does it? Yeah, that's fair. That's fair.
Now, it's possible that Yo is using this three bet as a strategy for the metagame, where if he's going to be doing these leads really frequently, he's basically saying, like, you're going to get three bet a lot if you treat it like a check. Therefore, I'm going to get to see the turn for 200 a lot because I'm not going to allow you to raise me. So maybe that's what he's doing here.
I mean, if you feel like he's three betting a substantial amount of this range when he min bets, you're not going to want to raise that often, right? Because you don't want to get yourself in too much trouble. Like, even if you have a hand like Jack's on this board, you probably just call the 200 rather than put in the full bet, right? Make it 16. You probably just call 200, right? Because now you're just bluffing.
Yeah, maybe, but I mean, I think it's a temporary thing, though, right? Like even the metagame thing that I said, if you're playing really for, you know, thousands of iterations with Yo, and he's continually doing this min lead thing, and he starts doing the three bet, well, then you just treat it like he checked and check raised and respond accordingly.
Yeah,
like,
I mean, I think
there's not
that's
really
reasonable.
That much adjustment that needs to be done.
I think you're probably right, and yet I bet it throws people off more than you're making it sound like it would. You know, I think it probably does.
They're not used to. But I think it's kind of like a gimmick, right? Like, I don't think it's going to be a lasting strategy that works and has like this huge game tree of possibilities for him that other people don't have available.
That's fair. He could also, though, once people start to respond better to that, is just up the donk size, right? From 200 to like 75% of what the C-bet would be or something like that. That changes things again. And he can really get all his ducks in a row strategically with that and then start showing that to people and no one's ready for that. And so we're right back to, now it's weird again, right? It's harder. So he could start to do things like that.
Then he's going to have more risk in those cases. You know, it changes the math.
Yeah, of course. But I'm saying he could figure
anyway,
out.
Anyway,
Yo3 bets. It all out. Okay.
Do you think this three bet has anything to do with the actual hand that he's in, or is it just a metagame thing?
I think it's a little bit of both. There aren't that many natural bluffs on this board. Ace 9-4 rainbow. It's like there's a few gutters, right? There's like 3-5 and deuce 5 suited. It's probably 3-5 suited, deuce 5 suited, and I guess deuce 3 suited, right? I don't think he's calling those.
I mean, maybe hands like Jack 10 and Queen 10 of hearts.
I mean, okay. I don't know if I'd call those natural bluffs, but sure. But like having the four is pretty good in that we block some stuff, right? We block like sets of fours. We block ace four. That's pretty nice.
Yeah.
And we also have that backdoor flush equity as well. So like, I think if you're looking to have check raises on this board, and this is kind of a good board to check raise too, right? It's a super dry ace high board against the button who's going to be opening wide and c-betting a lot. Now, this guy, quote, c-bet after we made it 200. So maybe it's different, maybe it isn't. Depends. If we feel like we've been betting 200 and it's almost like a click war response and we get a bigger bet out of him as a result, I don't know if we do. But if we do, then we could punish with this three bet and deny equity to a bunch of hands and even put a lot of pressure on the kind of hands that he has, you know, like ace high hand, you know, top pair of hands.
Yeah.
Like, think about it. It sucks to be ace queen and get three bet right here, right? It just sucks.
Yeah, it's just, I would treat it like a check raise and just be like, yeah, this is in my calling range against a player like Yo. Like,
right.
So I call.
Agreed.
It's like,
I agree.
You know, if it's an uncomfortable feeling in your stomach, but it's like from a technical perspective, a pretty simple spot.
I agree on this street, but it starts to get harder on turns and rivers also. Certainly we're not folding to Yo Viral's essential check raise or whatever, three bet on the flop with ace queen on an ace high board. Of course not. But if he barrels big on turn and river, I mean, our range should be, there shouldn't be that many hands we're calling down with, right? That are worse than ace queen, and ace queen may not be good enough. I don't know.
Yeah.
This is powerful.
This is the push and pull of deep stack, aggressive, no limit hold'em, right? Like if Yo is doing this too often and triple barreling too often, he's going to lose money over time. And
of course,
so if Goj can respond correctly, then he can make money over time.
Right. The question is, what are we supposed to do with a hand like ace queen? It's tough because I can come up with lots of hands that we are really in trouble against that Yo would for value do this with, right? I.e. ace four, ace nine, 9-4 suited. Those are, and I guess pocket fours. Those are the obvious ones, right?
Yeah, a little bit of 9-9, a little bit of ace-ace.
Okay, a little bit. Not too much, but a little bit. So, I mean, we're in trouble against all those hands, obviously, but what are you going to do? Obviously, we're not
going to call.
We're not going to fall right now. Yeah.
No, Goj calls. Ace of hearts, nine of diamonds, four of spades. Somehow, the Instagram video says there's 32K in the pot, despite it having said there was 6K and they both put in about 11,000. Okay. So
let's
whatever.
Just leave the Instagram video.
No,
alone.
I need.
It's like.
No, I, like 28, I need to understand there, right? There's 26,000. I need to understand the fuck happened. Why?
Nobody cares.
Why did
no
it happen?
Cares. It's completely irrelevant to everyone but you.
They did such a bad job. 26K in the pot.
Yeah. Let me ask you a question.
This is how Yo Viral made his money.
Well, before what the turn is. What is our plan as Yo Viral now that we've been called? Are we just shutting down?
I don't know how to get into this guy's head.
Okay.
Like I think he probably needs a drink of water is his plan because his mouth has been open for hours. So I don't beyond
so
that
no plan.
I don't really
no
know.
No plan.
Yeah.
Okay. I think we should mostly be shutting down here.
I think we should continue on hearts and we should continue if we improve to two pair trips.
Sure.
And beyond that we should shut down. Yeah,
I agree. I agree. Any heart, we continue. Obviously, any improvement, actual improvement, we continue. But that means we are going to be shutting down a lot. Fair enough. Good.
Yeah. The turn is the four of clubs. Yo makes trips. Ace, 9-4-4. Hearts, diamonds, spades, clubs.
So
time to continue. And Yo does so by checking. He checks.
I don't understand this. Why? Why? Why would you check? This is the perfect card to continue on, right? Like it's so innocuous. How could you have? How could that four shouldn't matter that much, right? Like I guess once in a while you have fours full of aces or fours full of nines, but that makes it less likely you have, you know, a four in your hand. Not more likely with another pair, right? You had two pair on the flop. It seems like such a good card to continue on.
I mean, maybe he's checking because it reduces his combos and he thinks that it's like, oh, this is me giving up on a bluff. And mm-hmm. it gives Goj the chance to stab at it or something.
Why would Goj stab at it if we're giving up on a bluff?
If he was floating, maybe Goj is a super floaty guy. Maybe Goj is super floaty.
Yeah, I guess so. That's the only way this makes any sense to me is he called the 3-bet on the flop, which is really just a check raise, but he called 11,000.
Yeah, let's stop calling it a 3-bet.
With nothing. Fine, but with nothing at all, with like king, queen, that's what we're saying? I mean, I don't understand.
With a backdoor flush draw. Maybe he's got a backdoor flush draw. How about that?
maybe. I mean, it seems really unlikely. I think the better explanation is that Yo is actually not balanced enough here. And so if he bets here, he's going to have it so much that a hand like ace queen can actually find folds. Maybe ace queen isn't the best example, but like other aces can find folds. And so Yo doesn't want to lose them. The problem is when we check, maybe. I think checking back is happening like almost 100% of the time with any made hand. Why would anyone put chips in with a hand like ace king or ace queen even? How are we going to get value? So we can't. I really don't like this because of that. I want to get value against the hands that called me and felt like could call me.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe Yo's just trying to take the weirdest line humanly possible. So he just really hopes for the opportunity for a check raise because that makes it the weirdest line humanly possible.
It's also possible that Yo actually is betting this something like 90% of the time. And then he's randomizing. And this is like the 10% of the time when he actually checks, even when he improves on trip force, you know, something like that. It is possible with him that something like that's going on. And we just happen to see it at the weird time. And as opposed to like, this is how he plays this. This is how he played it this time. And he's mixing here.
I guess he checks.
I hope
Goj
so.
Checks back because I don't know why Goj would bet, right? Like,
I can't think of any reason at all to ever bet. Ever bet. Like, we want to check and let either Yo continue to bluff, or if he's got us beat, we want to, you know, not inflate the fucking pot any more than we already have. It just doesn't make any sense at all that we would ever bet this hand, right? Like, we have to have such a strong hand to bet here when we're in position, especially, so we can very comfortably bet the river if he checks again.
Yep. Which is the king of hearts. Ace of hearts, nine of diamonds, four of spades, four of clubs, king of hearts.
Okay.
As Yo, do we want to go for value, or is this an interesting spot for a check raise?
Are you thinking because it takes all of the bad aces that Goj had, and now he's chopping against other aces specifically?
Yeah, there's that. And also Goj would check back all of his good aces too on the turn. As we just discussed, it makes a lot of sense to do that. He's going to bet them now. You would think he's going to bet ace king in particular.
Well, he's going to bet ace king for sure, but every other ace is the same. And what value is them betting it? I don't think it is a good check raise spot, because I think he's actually ace queen and ace three now play the same. And the way this hand is played out, Yo should either have just an air ball that essentially can't call a bet anyway, or a strong hand that is chopping with us or is folding, you know, or beating us, I guess. Like, I think the hands that are losing to us aren't calling. So I don't think we should bet I don't think we should check raise, because I'm afraid it's just going to get checked back too often.
That's a good point. Yo agrees with you, and he bets nearly twice the pot. He bets 47,000.
He's praying this guy is ace king now, I guess, right? He's like, have ace king, you know?
Or maybe Yo's trying to make it look like he's trying to get Goj off a chop, you know? Like, he's saying like, I'm Yo viral. I'm weird enough that I could have played a medium ace like this on the flop, and now I'm trying to get you off of a chop. He's trying to say that.
Maybe.
It's just trying to make up for missed value on the turn.
Yeah. But for us to be getting him off a chop means we check raise just top pair on the flop. What hands did we do that with? Like, what part of our range is check raising that's only one?
I mean, it's hard to find.
That's a chop?
It's hard to find check raises. If we're going to have a lot of check raises. If we're going to have a lot of check raises on this flop, we're going to have to include some one pair hands, and some are going to be top pair probably.
Okay. That's probably true. I would think that the check, the betting to get him off a chop, I guess that could work. I'd be concerned about it working. I would think like this may be a game theory disaster bet for us, especially when we bet 2x the pot to get him off the chop when the king comes in and he could really have ace king and he ain't ever folding it. And everything else is chopping with us anyway or losing to us. And he might really call to chop anyway because we're Yo Viral and we have weird bluffs. I don't know. I don't love it as the story of we're getting trying to get him off a chop. I don't think it's believable.
So what do you think story Yo is trying to tell is then?
I think Yo is trying to say, I took a weird swing on the flop, which he did, was giving up on the turn, and now is desperately trying to get, what's-his-face, Goge to fold like ace-10. I think that's the story he's trying to tell.
Well, it works. Goge calls immediately. He doesn't take really any time. He calls quickly.
Yeah. As long
assuming
as Yo
Instagram
is...
Assuming the Instagram post is right.
Let's assume it is. As long as Yo is overbetting pots like this as bluffs as well to this degree, like 2x pot with some regularity, you know, in comparison to a strong value, then this is a perfectly fine call. As long as he's actually somewhat balanced in this way, I don't know if he really is that balanced though.
I'm trying to think of what bluffs make sense for Yo. And what I'm coming up with are King X Broadway hands that are diamonds or spades. So like King 10, King Jack, King Queen of spades or diamonds, because now he blocks Ace King and it makes some sense for him to check raise the flop with those hands.
Oh, that's kind of interesting. Okay. I kind of like that. I wonder if he could also have hands like 5-3 suited, which not only were a gut shot on the flop, but block 5-4 and 3-4 suited. So block trip fours. And so that's an interesting thing to attack with. Also it's fucking five high and we have no chance to win if we don't fucking fire. Still seems like, I don't know, but maybe when the guy checks back the turn, you're like, well, maybe I can get him to fold an ace, man. That king though would really slow me down. I would be like, maybe, can I really get him to fold an ace?
I don't know if Yo would go for it or not with a bluff because he doesn't have a bluff here, but his weirdness, I guess, gets him paid. I don't know.
Yeah, his weirdness. I mean, this is one of the great things about being all over the place, right? It's very hard not to call when you've got good value. You're really not supposed to fold when you've got reasonable value. And guys who you can make these kinds of tight folds against easily, you just can't do against the guy who's like Gus Hansening all over the place, right?
All over the place, everywhere. Yeah.
It's like
all right, well.
Fucking Yo is like, every hand revealed, motherfucker. I think is what he said, but with a French accent, of course. Every hand revealed, motherfucker. Like that.
The French people would not be offended by that accent. They would think it was so spot on that they were being offensive when they were doing a French accent. That's what I think.
Yeah, thank you for clarifying something that we all knew, but it was still nice of you to say. Honestly,
it was.
I still appreciate you.
All right. Well, that's how Yo Viral won like a 130K pot. Good for him.
Yeah. First time, no rehearsal. I say fuck the second take. Night is baby scratching on vinyls until the record break. Mr. One Night is all I need. No second dates. I'm the rapper most.